We sure did, yeah. We really did. I mean, we worked hard all week, you know, coming up to the game, and kind of said, "Well, look, if we can stay in the game in the first 20 minutes, then we'll open up and we'll see, you know, we'll see where we go." But football being football, you get thrown a curveball, and I think we conceded a goal in the first 2 minutes. That kind of put us on the back foot. But look, the lads show great resilience and bounced back from that. Got into 1-1, 3 minutes to go, we went 2-1 up. And look, we thought we had the game won. We were in out of time, and we unfortunately, the man sent off, and the resulting free kick from that, Rovers equalised. And literally, as soon as the ball went in the net, we tipped off, and the final whistle blew, and we were going into extra time with with 10 men. And literally, you know, to be so close to victory, and then to have it snatched away from us just at the last minute. But look, all credit to Rovers. Look, you know, a team like Rovers, they're always going to come back at you. But from there, the lads, listen, we dug in. We realised, look, we are where we are. And let's focus on the next 20 minutes. We enjoyed the game all the way through. And now we had another 20 minutes to play. So we were trying to put that kind of positive spin on the game and go, look, it's not very often you get in a national semi-final. So look, we've an extra 20 minutes of extra time. So let's go enjoy it. Which we did. And then we obviously went in and won the result in the penalty shootout. So yeah, great excitement.
And penalty shootouts are becoming a bit of a specialty for your guys as well. That was a third one this year?
Yeah, that's our third one, yeah. With the first in the cup up in Waterford. Yeah, and we came to that one obviously, and then we drew it at home in the quarter final, and yeah, another penalty shootout. Yeah, our goalkeeper Hayden McCarthy, you know, excellent on penalties, and you know, I always fancy the strong chance with Hayden, and then, you know, the penalty takers. I think we haven't had the same penalty takers for any of the shootouts, so different guys have taken them all the time, depending on who was on the pitch at the end of the game. So they're all confident young men up and hit a penalty and enjoy the moment. So fantastic.
And a bit about the game there, 2-2 after 90 minutes, as you mentioned. So the goal's coming from Ben Harper and Caelum Harnett. And people will recognise Caelum's name there. He's been called up to play for Ireland this year as well. So it's brilliant to have a talent like that on your side.
Oh, it is, yeah. Look, he's a great kid. I mean, they played Poland twice this week, earlier on the week they played Poland twice. And he'd already figured in they played Macedonia a few weeks ago as well. So he's played for Ireland four times already, which is fantastic for him. And great player. But look, great attitude. Great kid.
Certainly is. And there's a great picture going around there on social media. I think it's Keane Nolan. He scored the winner there, of course. And then he's consoling one of the Rovers lads as well. And I think that poor boy, he had his mother pass away last year. So listen, these aren't just good footballers. They're good young men as well. And they're brilliant representatives for the club and the county.
Oh, they are. And I suppose at this level, you know, it's the best against the best every week. And there is a respect, I think, even amongst the players that, you know, they all recognise your opposition. They're all very good players. So there is that respect, to be fair, throughout all the games. And look, it was a fantastic photograph with Keane Dignam, the Rovers player, is, you know, very, very good player. And him and Keane know each other very well. I mean, they're actually in the same school, as it turns out. And I think they know each other a long time. So look, it's great to see that in that moment you can go and console a fellow teammate, of which there's great mutual respect between the two of them. But it was a great photograph, and look, a great moment. And great young men, both of them, to be fair. Keane Dignam got the goal in the last minute, so but yeah, listen, they're two great lads, and it's a fantastic photograph captured by Anthony.
It certainly is, and as I mentioned, it's great to see that young lads, like at just, you know, 14, 13 years of age, that they have that respect among themselves, and you know, it's hopefully a good sign for the future as well. But listen, your lads, you had a pretty tough league campaign during the summer there, you know, 2 wins out of 8, and you know, it looked a bit disappointing at that stage, I suppose. But then you get onto a cup run like this, and you know, there's been really a massive turnaround since the summer.
Yeah, I mean, the first phase, League of Ireland, is always in two phases. If the first phase, the league, and then from the league obviously you go into the Cup or the Shield, which is almost like a league competition as well. You go into another part where you play, you know, where you go on and play more games. But to be fair, throughout, right from the start, although the results weren't going our way, but we were trying to build a way of playing, of how we wanted to play. And we were playing really, really well, and the results, to be fair, didn't really justify the performances that we were putting in. But I knew once we got where we needed to get to, I knew the goals would start to come. But the boys were confident throughout, you know, and the attitude and training has been brilliant. And I think they knew themselves that, you know, although the results weren't good at the start, they kind of knew themselves that, look, you know, the results didn't show where we were as a team or where they were as individual players. But as we went on, I think we went into the Shield campaign then, I think we put a good few wins together. Going into the Cup then as well, we just continued that winning run. So I think we finished top of the Shield group. So we're still in that competition as well. I don't know what the wins are now. I don't tend to count them. I just go to the next game. But yeah, I think we managed to get a good few more wins under our belt between the Shield and the Cup competition in the second phase of the league, as we like to think of it when we're planning out the season.
National Cup competition final there coming up very, very soon. Do we know who we're going to play in that?
Yeah, we Finn Harps in that. Finn Harps, a great win yesterday against Cork City. You know, again, Cork City, you know, very strong side. So Finn Harps, you know, delight for them. You know, maybe they're probably similar club to Wexford. You know, both provincial clubs. Yeah, look, this is going to be a wonderful occasion for both clubs, and certainly from the Wexford point of view, look, we're really looking forward to it. Certainly not every day that you're going to play in a national final, so I'm just delighted for the kids and the players. And look, and the parents and everyone in the club, from our chairman, Seanie O'Shea, Ray Noon and Tom O'Connor, our academy directors, have been doing great work behind the scenes. It's just fantastic to be able to get to this point and look, get some reward for all the hard work that's been done.